Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, yeah. Exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work, we'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover. Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Oh, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay, I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
JD!
Hello!
This is Halloween! Look at you, you're all Halloween dressed up.
Yeah!
Yeah! What are you?
I'm a basic bitch. Day of the Dead skeleton. It's the first part of the makeup.
Got it.
I'll do the whole
face,
the whole fucking shit.
Yeah. It's chilly out there tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be chilly. Yeah.
This is one of the coldest Halloweens in our lifetimes, I believe.
Yeah, it is in the state of Texas.
No, in the country.
Yeah.
What?
Like across the whole country.
Across the whole country.
It's fucking cold as shit in Chicago today.
Yeah, yeah. There's snowing in Chicago, I believe.
Yeah.
How do you trick or treat in the snow, guys?
I'm telling you, it's gonna be a little bit tougher tonight. Like, it's windy. It's about 40 degrees in Texas. I was thinking about last year. It was, I think, 70 on Halloween.
Yeah, it was kind of hot, actually.
It was a little warm, but if you're out there, obviously bundle up tonight. But I think this will be a brief one for a lot of the children's because it's gonna be cold.
Yeah.
I know our kids are getting ramped up around what, 4:30. I think Bob's are too.
Yeah.
And we kind of scheduled the day around that. Bob, I was able to pull that off. So we'll do NFL after today's show.
College or NFL?
We'll do NFL today.
Okay.
I feel like it's an NFL day. There's some things I'm waiting for in the college game. So you can join us on sports immediately after this on YouTube. We'll be doing a live show there. All of them back to back today. And a funsy fucking Halloween day here today, so everybody can take their children out tonight.
We'll get you out of here by 4.
And then Delco, what's not that? Look, I love doing the show every day, so it's one of my favorite things in the world. But,
no, I'm saying for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids, obviously.
For the kids.
And then Delco and Joel have adopted some kids, and they're going to take them out tonight, which is fun.
I have a couple Ukrainians.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
they're going to
take
so
them out around the neighborhood.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Dan's really big on taking refugees, but he was offered some Palestinians, and he said no.
He said no.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want any Hamas.
But that's Delco, right?
It is. It's classic Delco.
Classic Delco.
Like riding for Palestine, but yeah, like keep it over there.
Yeah.
And we're giving out hard AF seltzer to kids tonight. Mm-hmm. We're going to be the bad parents. So instead of razor blades, we're just going to give children 8% seltzers and see what happens.
Like, now, do you like watermelon? Yeah.
I always say that it's important to not put needles in candy, in the kids' candy, because it's irresponsible. All right.
Sure.
If you put it in the candy, the needle's no longer clean. Children deserve clean needles.
Yes.
So I hand out needles separately.
Yeah.
Clean needles and methadone. Yep. And seltzer.
Yeah.
So he might not be at that neighborhood much longer.
Probably
I think he's
not.
Just going to burn it to the ground. Do
he's
you know what I mean?
Talking about moving.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So he's like razor blade. He's like all
Mr.
these motherfuckers.
Real estate mogul over here is already trying to flip his house.
I know. It happens though. You want kids and neighbors and all that other stuff and some people to hang out with. Been there before, Bob. So I understand it. But yeah, it's going to be a blast tonight. I'm looking forward to it. Luckily, my costume is warm.
Right.
Super warm. So It's Teen Wolf, and it's a huge, giant, furry costume. I'll be fine boozing around with the neighbors tonight and having all the fun. But I got a warm costume. I feel bad for the sluts tonight.
Yeah.
Cold as Halloween. Like Bob said, cold as Halloween across the nation on record. Not a great night for sluts.
Yeah.
Covered up.
They got to be covered up tonight. What are you going to do?
And by the way,
that's a slut who doesn't mean it.
Yeah.
Time's up, whores.
Yep. You've got to brave it. You've got to either, you know, just do it or not.
Yeah.
Like, there's no covering up. There's no, like, coat over the slut stuff. Do you know what I mean?
You can't, dude. You can't slut it up like that.
Nothing grosser than a slut that's covered it all
up. In a big baggy coat.
I mean,
you know?
Just shivering.
Yeah.
Suck it up. Drink some brandy.
I got some sad news, obviously, to report over the weekend. Matthew Perry is dead at 54. Years old here. Strange one, right?
Yeah. When I first heard it was definitely like, holy shit. Yeah. Obviously, what's the first thing you think?
Drugs. You know? Drugs. I don't know. I don't know if this was a drug one.
But I don't think it was.
I think this one was a lifetime achievement OD.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. A life well lived.
Like,
you know what
body,
I mean?
Just like he, it's just, he wasn't, I don't think he was on drugs or alcohol.
He just slowly.
It's just the body was like.
Faded into the water.
So here's what we know so far.
He shouldn't have ever stopped the drugs.
Yeah. And we'll get to that in a second, because here's what we know so far is what they found out yesterday is that there was some COPD medicine, I guess.
Yes.
For like a heart condition and some antidepressants and everything else. Yes. There was nicotine patches in the house and like gum and stuff. So like clearly he was trying to be healthier. And they said he had played pickleball for a couple hours earlier and used to do that every day and all that stuff. And then the assistant who was there at the house, he had asked him to run an errand for him. And then by the time he got back, I guess he just missed him. Like he was down in the bathtub, but not like dead for a long time, which kind of makes it even sadder because he just missed it. And
he was in the hot tub.
Yes,
hot
in the hot tub.
Not bathtub.
Oh, I'm sorry, hot tub. Yes,
yeah, it was a Whitney bathtub Houston. Is
Whitney Houston.
Drugs. Nobody drowns in the bathtub unless they're
right,
fucked up.
Right.
But,
and
yes.
His hot tub, we showed this picture at the end of Drinker Bros last night, was massive. I mean, it.
And the view was amazing. And I have to take solace in that he was just like, all right, he had headphones on, don't know what he was listening to, would love to know.
Yeah.
And just like Delco is saying, just slipped down into the water.
Yeah.
And I think it was just like a rich person's white life well lived.
Yep.
Amazing view and good night. You know what I mean? Sweet Prince.
I think why it's sad. Well, one, it was one of the biggest TV shows of all time. Right? Is there a bigger sitcom ever, maybe?
Seinfeld.
I still think it's Friends only because people still watch Friends. Like
people still watch Friends.
Yeah, I think people, it's just
but whenever we come back, if a babysitter or
right.
if a babysitter or something, it's always fucking Friends that's on. Like I've never seen anything like it. What do you think? You got Friends or Seinfeld at onesie twosie?
I think it's
I'm
generational.
With you, Bob. I got Seinfeld as a top two, but I think Friends is one.
I don't even think it's generational. I think it's just where you grew up in the country. Because like I think everybody in the Northeast watched Seinfeld.
Okay.
I mean, my parents were. I loved Friends as a kid more than I liked Seinfeld because just the humor was lower.
A little over your head.
Yeah. But my parents, I think it's just older, a slightly older generations love Seinfeld, but they're not posting about how they're watching streaming Seinfeld for the millionth day in a row or
meaning
yay.
It.
I've never watched a full episode of Friends.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I kind of checked out towards the last few seasons, but I remember watching it live. I'm not one of those people, though, who ever goes back and watches old TV shows. Like, once it's over, it's done, and then I've moved on with my life. I'm not a big rerun guy. I don't watch The Office reruns or anything like that. Not really sure why. Maybe it's because of live sports, I guess. But yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but you know, this day is not about you. So it's, Matt,
it's not about me.
Matt Man.
Yeah, that he was going by on.
I think he was. So what was happening is he was really trying to make Matt Man happen on Instagram.
Well, I think it could have been funny, but it was short. I mean, look, he had a shit ton of followers on Instagram, by the way.
Yeah, it was strange. If you go to his Instagram, he was really towards the end, really trying to make a Matt Man kind of resurgence. Anyways, whatever.
But what do you do?
Point
with
is,
that?
So
what
he had do? He did have a heart condition. He was on medication for that.
Yep.
Cautionary tale. Don't play pickleball. No.
No.
No, it's the hot tub thing. Like, you aren't actually, if you have a heart condition or if you're on any of those kind of medications, you actually aren't supposed to go into a hot tub for any.
Mm. It's written down on every hot tub.
It's literally like.
Is it really?
Yes. Like, oh, okay. If you have a heart condition, if you're, you know, elderly, if you're.
Called
whatever.
The hot tub's bluff.
They're like, look, I know. Yeah, the hot tub makers are like, look, I know you think this is a 3-foot pool of water that makes you comfortable, but you are sitting in death.
Yeah, and you're going to get cooked.
Yeah.
Like, you're literally going to
be. Like a little lobster.
You're going to be cooked like a lobster. Can your heart handle it?
I think about
it, right?
That every time my baby's in the bath. I'm like, wow, I'm cleaning you, but boy, you are just surrounded by death right now. Like, if I just fucking walk out of the room for two minutes and I come back in, you're dead.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, do you keep the baby's bath at like a 90?
No, but if he falls
105?
Over. If he falls over.
Sure. Oh, no, you're right.
Well, also, he throws the baby in the microwave for a couple seconds
to feel
alive.
You have to. You have
but
to.
That's kind
that
of.
What we do now? Rob microwaves his baby?
Yeah.
What the fuck even is that?
Just the truth? I mean, I don't know. No. Rob microwaves his baby.
Yeah, everybody knows Rob microwaves his baby.
On Ross Patterson Revolution memes that will be made in literally five seconds.
Bob microwaves his baby, for sure.
If you're going to Photoshop that, don't use my real baby.
They really are on fire with that.
They're on fire with that. But what I hate is the shitty stories that come out of these celebrity deaths of like, oh, he was alone, he was isolated. Well, I'll pull up the TMZ story where they said that... he had recently downsized, and it made him look poor. And I was like, what? Wait, what?
And we all know that
I read
he's
this
not
article. Pick up the one about his downsizing of his house there and show this house. And then the one he sold, by the way, to get into this house, it is not a... I mean, it's
is it
not
all
a
in the article?
See it from the post.
It was on TMZ. I read it on TMZ.
I got another downsized with the post.
Oh, so, there we go. The cottage,
cottage where he was very lonely.
Yeah, pop this up on screen, okay? For everybody out there. No, just the headline real quick so people
can see
it. Matthew Perry sold $35 million in real estate, downsized... to cottage where he was very lonely in years before death. So I was like, oh shit, well, what's this cottage here? It's a 3,000 square foot four bedroom with an enormous infinity pool that overlooks all of the Palisades and the most beautiful view of all time. It's an amazing house.
Look at this place.
I had a fucking buddy who lived up here, almost identical. It might even be the same fucking street. Show that to the audience of how beautiful this place is. Downsizing to a 3,000-foot cottage, you fucking assholes.
3,000 square feet, bigger than my house.
Look at how amazing this place is. Look at that.
There it is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, keep going, Bob. So that was the one that came with it, and then he bought another pool and put it in there.
Yeah, but this is the tub, I think.
Right, but keep going. You can see other shots of this pool into the hot tub and everything else.
I mean, I don't know what you guys are talking about. This looks like there a humble
perfect
abode.
Okay, so
this is
the new one he built that he had put in, and it was like that was him downsizing to this palatial fucking.
It's a sensible house.
Fuck you.
It's a sensible house.
It's tough to see an actual picture of rock bottom.
Yeah.
It's sad. You guys.
I know that street. I know that neighborhood. Like all those places there. It's kind of like high school because these neighborhoods aren't very big. You know them.
Yeah.
The Palisades or Malibu, whatever. Because they even showed the place where he downsized from Malibu. I know where that house is too. No, you're not downsizing from a 15,000 square foot house as a single man.
Yeah.
He had no wife, he had no kids, and he had an assistant who popped over for a few hours out of the day. You're not downsizing. You're just, you don't spend any time in a house of that size, even at 3,000 square feet.
Right.
I'm sure there was rooms that he never went in this fucking house, dude. And so, yeah, he's going to go and chill out in this giant hot tub that's fucking amazing, and they're going to make him look like a piece of shit over it. Each of those people from Friends made around $400 million. Let's say he spent half of that on cocaine. He still has $200 million, all right? He's still rich as fuck, Matthew Perry. We're all good. You don't need to make it seem like he's fucking poor and was downtrodden in his final moments. Like,
yeah,
he was fine in his 3,000 square foot cottage.
But like, what do you think he was going to be for Halloween?
This year?
Mm-hmm.
Probably himself. Probably, you know, probably Chandler.
Yeah, I mean, let's be festive. It's not the Day of the Dead yet.
Yeah.
Halloween. Yeah.
Just wondering, he would have liked that. He would have appreciated it.
Probably would have been Mattman.
He would have appreciated that comment.
He would have been Mattman.
Other fun fact, his stepdad is Keith Morrison.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I know.
Creepy. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All
yeah. Right. But look, like Bob said, you know, hard life, hard living. It is sad when someone is like just starting to figure it out. But like, was he happy? I mean, my gosh, if you have access to that many pills.
I mean,
and then you just stop taking them.
Let me ask you, do you think it was the Friends thing that kind of everybody else was doing something else and you know, he didn't like what?
I would argue that during Friends,
yeah,
when he was on especially all the drugs, he had the probably second best career outside of Friends.
Yeah.
Out of the cast.
I agree.
Movies and stuff.
Actually, maybe even better than Aniston at the time.
At the time the show was going on.
Yep. He was the one, whole nine yards. Great huge movie.
Oh, yeah.
He was in fucking Almost Heroes, the last Chris Farley movie that was very underrated.
Fools Rush In.
He had when the show was going on, especially when he was super addicted to everything, he had the best movie career of anyone on the show.
Yeah.
That's true. And then, like, what about who played Ross?
Schwimmer. David Schwimmer.
Like, what did Schwimmer, you know, before OJ. What was
Uncle Juice?
What was Schwimmer doing?
He tried his hand at
Remember
directing.
Remember Breastmen? There was a great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did. And there was a great show, I think it was a movie, called Breastmen on HBO. He was actually very good in that. But that's kind of it.
Schwimmer, I loved him so much in that OJ show.
Oh, my
so
God.
I. As Robert Kardashian.
That was great.
The hardest I laughed at any show that year was when he was just going through the biography and he was like, oh, that's true.
Yeah.
When they wrote like about the
he was perfect.
Yeah.
But it did. There was. I hate that reunion is one of the last. Besides his press tour, I'm glad he did the press tour with his book, and he looked good and seemed clear and all of that. That reunion
was rough.
Was one of the saddest things, and he was just sad, and he was bitter, and he kept making comments like. Nobody calls me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one would care if I was gone. Like, you're just like, oh, God. Yeah. And I don't think that has anything to do with stuff from Friends. That is a deep-seated something going on with that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a hard one. Because you could go the other route and be happy that you were on Friends and be like, great, man. If it all ends today, who gives a shit, you know? Because do you remember he had a show that they put a lot of money into? It was called The Odd Couple. So they tried to do this remake of The Odd Couple on NBC, and they spent millions of dollars.
I think it was him and Thomas Lennon.
That's right.
From Reno 911.
Yes, you're right. Shit. And it didn't do well, and the network had spent all this money on it, and that was kind of like we're all done with this, and we got to move on with our life. But
he was a genuinely funny, good actor.
For sure.
Like, I liked him a lot. The whole Nine Yards is a genuinely hilarious movie, I think. And I think he's really good in it.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, he was really good in too. God damn it, man.
He was into some stuff that didn't catch on.
Yeah.
I read obituary or such a sort of tribute to him where they were saying he had another show that was really good, but just didn't. hook in, and it was I don't remember, Mr. Sunshine, maybe.
Oh, he was Fallout New Vegas.
It was the one. Go On. That might have been it, where he's like a sportscaster.
Yeah, that was good.
God,
Studio 60,
that's perfect for
Studio
him.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip was really, really fucking good. It was Aaron Sorkin, and it was kind of like a behind the scenes show about SNL, where they were playing on a fake SNL thing, and it was really fucking good.
Right.
People just didn't like it. Sarah Paulson was in it. That was the first time I saw Paulson.
Well, it had a problem, too. It was on NBC.
Sure.
And it premiered.
Yep.
Sure.
In 2006.
Yep.
Right.
The same year
as
30 Rock.
Ah.
Whoopsie daisy. Yeah, although 30 Rock was a shower, not a grower, right? I mean, did people love it when it kept like almost getting canceled
every year? Yeah.
Kudrow, obviously, always awesome in her mockumentary.
But she had she had that comeback with the HBO thing, and then she won an Emmy.
Comeback.
Yeah,
the comeback was the best. Then
Courtney Cox went on to do Cougar Town. Jay Anus obviously became Jay Anus, and Schwimmer's the one I think out of that group where you were like, eh.
Courtney Cox, yeah.
Courtney Cox kept doing shows. Cougar Town lasted for like 8 seasons.
Cougar Town's so good. I don't give a what. I don't care what anyone says.
People loved it, dude. People loved it.
I don't give a shit what anyone says.
Yeah, it was Bill Lawrence.
Bob likes Cougar Town,
sure
okay?
Does.
Cougar, it's
don't
it's
fucking
actually,
come at me.
Don't ever come at me about Cougar Town. It's really annoying to me that Bill Lawrence's biggest hit was after Scrubs was Ted Lasso and not Cougar Town, because Cougar Town is 20 times the show that fucking Ted Lasso is.
Yeah, I agree, Bob.
Wow.
I agree. I don't like Ted Lasso either. I agree.
That's such a weird hill to die on, right?
I'm not dying on it.
Don't fucking come at him about Cougar
Nobody's
Town.
Nobody's dying on that hill. We're just climbing up it.
He's so fucking tired of people coming at him about Cougar Town, and he has to say, it's good. It's like crazy.
Yeah. But it was one of the biggest shows of all time, and you feel sad because we all watched it and all that other shit. You know?
All jokes aside, like it is it's fucking tragic as shit.
It is.
Honestly.
It is.
Like to just slip down into your hot tub. I mean, my God, it's horrible. And to have everyone go like, what drugs was he on? Honestly.
Yeah, I know. I had one embarrassing interaction with him one time that was pretty funny. I told it on the show years ago. But the one meeting I met him was at a Maxim party, which was like a big deal at the time. They used to do this like Hot 100 thing.
Was that like Tiger Beat?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sort of. Yeah. For fucking hot chicks, right?
Okay. It's like Tiger Beat for like 17-year-old dudes who just really need to jerk off.
Correct.
Yeah. Playboy.
I mean, correct. They still do Hot 100.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's like online, probably.
Yeah. Who knows, right? And so you showed up early because that was the thing, and you probably remember these days where they were like, if the fire department comes, they're gonna shut down the list and no one else can get in, and whoever's there is there, right?
I don't know. I didn't go to stuff like that.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm sure. I believe you.
But I was with my agents, and you kind of went with your agent to these things. You could kind of split up the party, and he was there. And she was like, oh, I had a client on Friends. So we can talk to him, because there wasn't many people there yet. And so we introduced herself, and he was like, hey, you know, Matthew, whatever. She's like, oh, I worked with so-and-so, and blah, 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 I represent so-and-so. He's like, oh, what's your name? My name is Monica, and it was my agent. And he's like, what's your name? I was like, well, it's Ross. Nice to meet you. And he goes, fuck you guys. And I didn't get it. It went way over my head.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I don't know what's happening. I was like, what's wrong? And he goes, Ross and Monica? He goes, you know how many times I've heard that fucking joke in my life? And I go, oh my God, no, I'm sorry. And it didn't dawn on me. And he asked for identification. We gave him our IDs and he checked the IDs. And it was awesome and hilarious. And he was super nice after that. But like, that's how big that show was, where fucking everybody knew it. And it's, yeah. When you're on a show that big,
your
what do you
stories
do?
Don't usually give this much of an insight into, like, that's a weird interaction for him to have with
that
someone.
Is.
Super weird.
Matthew Perry.
Oh yeah.
Like he really just was telling, like, pissed off at you guys and telling you to fuck yourself.
Yep. And here's the thing. He was super nice afterwards, but
sure.
The show is so big. I'm sure he goes, I've heard that a million fucking times. Like, be original.
What?
Be original.
Did you hear it for all the millions that you fucking made? So what?
But it depends.
Like, you hear the Ross and Monica again. And by the way, it's not even that funny of a thing.
I didn't think it was funny, and I didn't really understand. But then I was like, oh, shit, that's right, the show. But that show was massive. Everybody knew it. I'm sure he got it all the fucking time. Either way, he was pleasant afterwards, but yeah, he really did fucking hear that all the goddamn time. And I think a lot of those people, and we talked about this with Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I think if she didn't do something as big as Veep after Seinfeld, mm-hmm. I think you live with this fucking weird guilt, or some people do, that's all they're going to be, is this one character from this one thing, and that's it, where I think you should be grateful for it. But it depends on what it
is. Yeah, it's fucking... Well, I think I talked about this on the show the other day, how... what's his name? Dwight Rainn Wilson.
Yes.
Yeah. Was like talking about how when he was on The Office, he was just walking around all pissed off that he wasn't doing like better movies and shit like that in the middle of being on the fucking Office.
Yeah. 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 The like, great one of the greatest shows of all time. Yeah. And he'll always be Dwight probably. And is that a bad thing? Like, no, dude.
I always think of him as the guy from The Meg.
About the shark.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, of course. Of course. I remember him from Juno, but I don't think it's a bad thing. And you made a bunch of money and you got to be happy with it. But, you know, Urkel was still pissed off to this day.
Yeah.
Jaleel White. What are you laughing about, by the way?
Oh, sorry. Just the next thing I want to talk about. But yeah.
Urkel was always mad that he was Urkel.
Yeah, but he's Urkel. I don't want to.
Yeah, I guess.
What? He was a great guest.
He was not only was a great guest on Drinking Bros, but he's a great person and a human being in real life.
But
and
they
like,
said before, they were just like, he doesn't want, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, he joked about it.
He did?
Sure. Yeah. So he was actually promoting weed called Purple Urkel on the show, right? It was on Drinking Bros. Yeah.
So a lot of those people finally come around, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know what's funny about that, too, is I had an interaction with someone like that who was like, don't fucking call me that.
Right.
Don't fucking do it. When we were promoting Neighbors, when Neighbors came out, the fraternity movie was Zac Efron.
Yep.
I was McLovin, wasn't it?
Yep. We did a promotion with the cast, not Efron, but Dave Franco, Gerard Carmichael,
played
McLovin,
like beer pong with
and
them.
Me played Flip Cup together against some A&M kids for a promotion in College Station.
Mm-hmm.
And the studio reps from I think Universal were just like, hey, before the actors came, they're like, hey,
don't call him McLovin.
Don't call him McLovin. Just don't do that.
What a fucking asshole. Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, it happens all the time. Bob's correct.
Yep. And by the way,
all the time.
He came out. They gave us this note. They gave me this note. But they still walked out, and all the college kids were like, McLovin!
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did he do? Was he a fucking dick?
He was a nice guy, but he was like awkward. He was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why? What else are you?
I'm
what
with
else
you,
are you,
Jesse? But people get pissed off.
If
about
he's
it.
Won an Oscar after, it's like, okay, like let's not do the McLovin, right?
I want to just want to be like, do you even know your character's name from Role Models, McLovin?
Thank you. Which, by the way, McLovin, forgive me, McLovin, but and I would just be like, what else? And did love you in Role Models, by the way.
He's great. He's a
but he was McLovin in Role Models.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he was super nice.
And Role Models is great and everything, but Superbad was one of the best movies of that era.
I know.
I would die to be recognized as something forever.
I know, but there's so many people, though, that are like, because you guys have done a shit ton of interviews, too, with dudes like this, and it's, dude, they just run away from it. No, man, I do this now, or I'm something different, and it's like... Just be grateful for what you did and what you had and everything else. But I think it's the people, too. All these people that you're describing, like McLovin and everybody else. Even Jaleel White, because in real life, you know, I don't know that he's married or has kids or anything else. Matthew Perry was alone when he was single.
Right.
When he died. When you don't have a wife or super close friends or children or things that you love that occupy and fulfill your life and make you a fulfilled person, I think that's when it gets dark and you're not able to accept like that you're McLovin or somebody like that. Like for me, that's why I don't have any, like I have zero regret or desire to go back to movies or all that stuff. Like I love what I do. I have a great wife. I have great children. I have great friends. There is other things that are fulfilling to me other than a career or whatever you were chasing at the time, you know?
You don't complain about those checks coming in when you got like, kids to pay for and shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You're like,
yes.
Hell yeah, I'm fucking McLovin.
Yeah, dude, at least,
check.
Is there an event? Is there a Comic-Con or something? I can do fucking McLovin. Like, I'll do it, right?
Yeah.
Because 100%. my friends, it does not last.
I know, it does not last. You've got to be grateful, even if you're fucking McLovin or... Chandler or whatever it is. But I think a lot of people have a hard time with it. Yeah, we've gotten that a bunch on Drinking Bros. Don't bring up this. And you're just like, all right, man, but that's who you are, you know? Who is it? There was one porn star that tried to come on the show and she wanted to talk about porn. I was like, what do you do in life? Like, you do fucking porn. Sure, you might not do that anymore, but let's address it, and then we can talk about whatever the fuck else it is you're doing.
Hey, guys, I know that I'm really famous for killing 5 bears at the summit of Mount Everest, but yeah. I really want to talk it's about my, like, my bakery. I'm a baker. Don't bring
I'm up. A baker now, 100%, yeah.
100%, though, that's a lot of people. They're like, I know you know me from this, yep. but I'm so much more. And the real shit of it is you're not.
You're not. You're not, no.
And I think that's what they don't want to confront, right?
If it wasn't for that, I
wouldn't be talking to you right
exactly,
now.
Exactly, dude. And I'm not either. Like, dude, it's fine. But you just have to accept it and understand that you got some crazy opportunity that was amazing and enjoy it. Because otherwise, man, your life is going to be fucking dark. Like, do you ever see McLovin getting married and having kids? And
I think he is married.
Is he really? Him. Okay, thank God. Then I think he might be fine after this.
And know? According to Bob, he was like a nice guy.
He was nice. Yeah, he was a super nice guy.
Yeah. They're always nice afterwards, I'm sure, when thousands of people are screaming out McLovin.
He is engaged.
Okay. Hmm.
Chris Mintz-Plasse is engaged.
Okay.
Huh?
I didn't even know his last name.
Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
That's his. Okay. All right.
I heard McLovin. I know. Was it? Sorry.
Was it a soft McLovin in there? Is that
I better not ever run into him because I'm just going to say McLovin a million times.
Everybody.
No, I wouldn't. You know, I don't like confrontation, guys.
Have you ever run into anybody and called them their character name?
No.
Ever in real life?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think I got close one time and I couldn't remember this person's name and I just wanted to scream out their character name and I just shied away. And I just said, hey, you person, because I had no idea.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
I was like, I had no idea. I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. What do you call that guy? What's that person's name? You have unbelievable facial recognition, though, so you can spot anybody.
Yeah.
Typically, I'll lean over to you and just be like, hey, dude, what's that person? And then you'll be like, all right, cool, that's who it is.
Right.
Yeah, I only refer to Jesse as Helen.
Yes. Helen Keller, yeah.
And that's I would love it.
Yeah, it would be awesome.
I would love it. Helen Keller, I'll say all the lines. I'm a little fucking monkey and I dance for the money. This story just kind of came up and I'm wondering if you guys know who this is or whatever.
Okay.
Donna Derrico.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. Baywatch?
Yes.
Yes.
It's an interesting story she's slamming hater women for reporting her sexy snaps. But
is that her now?
Yeah, and I think she's just so embarrassed. So if you go to her Instagram.
Wait, but is that up on screen, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, because is she confused by the pumpkin or what's happening there? What do you think?
You're just being a hater. You're just being a hater.
Is she about to hop on the pumpkin?
Yeah, I can't really tell what she's doing there with the pumpkin. So I also want to point this out for the audience. I know who this is. She's got to be in her 50s.
She looks 19.
She sure does. So what is happening here?
She is so pissed.
Those are filters.
So go to her Instagram and or go right there. That's fine. So she posted this.
Okay.
Now she posted the picture. Bob, can you do a...
Yeah, can you do a dramatic read here, Bob?
This is Donna Derrico.
She's posted this picture, and next to the picture, this is what she's written.
Okay. Do it in the Helen Slagerman voice.
No, I'm not. Here's another photo that had to be removed in order to lift the shadow ban on my account after a group of women haters went through my account reporting all my posts. There's nothing wrong with these photos, so I'm turning right back around and reposting them. Have a beautiful day, hater women. Feel better about yourselves. Build up other women. In doing so, you can shine too. Failing that, I guess you can simply kiss my ass.
Wow.
Here's another photo. That these showed everybody. Hater women. Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Shadow ban.
Shadow ban.
Shadow banned.
Is that a video of her?
You get shadow banned for posting that, or she just wanted to bring attention
not
to those.
Not real sure here. Okay.
Oh, here's another one.
Yeah, in slow motion.
Is she mad about this one?
There's a group of women haters who routinely report all my posts because it makes them feel better about themselves to see a thriving, confident woman get shadow banned and have to keep taking down all of her posts.
True. Women hate other women. They never support each other.
It's
well, that's
true, but
it is. Hey, like, literally, all you have to do is walk into a room and be like, hey, ladies,
right?
Girl power, right? Yeah, women are the best.
Right.
Unite, girls.
Right, right.
What's the best way to keep your baby alive and then run out of the room?
Yeah. Breastfeeding or formula?
Can we, Bob, can you pull up her age? She looks like she's fucking 19 years old. Like, what is happening here?
I saw 55, but let me double check.
I was going to say, so my guess would have been 55. What is
she?
I don't know. It's just hitting weird for her to post these.
It's very odd because nobody gives a shit. These are stock standard bikini
photos. No one gives
photos.
A shit. All right,
this one I'm seeing through a little bit of the.
Yeah, surgery does wonders.
It really does.
But 55?
Money is the root of all good.
Also, I don't know. We've had guys who are like 55 from California on the show, like the guy from Bubs, right?
Yep.
He looks not a day older than 30.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's just,
true.
I think it's just
money,
lifestyle.
Dude.
Well,
it's money
and
California.
Lifestyle.
I think certain people also have genetic gifts where you're like, all right, cool. There's nothing you can do.
They're just happier.
Yeah.
Genetic gifts. Yeah.
I would be so happy in California. I like, granted, not the taxes and everything, but just the general weather.
Well, it does help your skin and everything else. Like,
you
I will
deal
say that.
With it. I know you guys, you know, we've forgotten about this out here. But like really humans need to like go outside,
yeah.
Sunshine, yeah. Fresh air, yeah. Maybe some.
Go to the beach.
I used to walk my exercise outside.
I used to walk my dog on the beach every single night. So no matter how long I was stuck in the studio all day, I was at least outside for like an hour and a half every night on the beach with fresh air and all that stuff.
Yes.
It does fucking help. So does eating good and like.
On every corner is a natural food place or juice that you can pop in, not a Panda Express next to a Popeyes next to a Chick-fil-A next to it with
Chipotle.
No other options.
I know. There was a health food place right next to my office. Yeah.
And so,
it does make a difference.
Yeah,
as much
I guess
as
I just didn't know
it.
If this.
I just hate the people.
Yeah.
If we could just kind of eliminate the people and kind of go back, it'd be great. But yeah, it helps.
I just didn't know if this was a new thing that works to kind of get people talking about you is to be like,
that's what I think
hey,
it is. It's a great way to get yourself back
because,
out there.
Right. Because other TMZ is talking about it.
Sure.
We're talking about it, whatever. I mean, it's obviously just bots or somebody that like
it's fine,
doesn't like her in the neighborhood or something. But
to Donna D'Errico at 55. Shit. Good for
her.
Yeah,
but they're pretty standard. I mean, if you're on Instagram, you can find 5 million of these people. How do you stand out now?
Right.
Is you make yourself, right?
Well, here's the thing. If you weren't a Baywatch fan, I don't know that you know who Donna D'Errico is.
No, I didn't. That's why I was like, okay. Yeah.
If you're not if you weren't a Baywatch watcher.
Okay.
Because
okay.
The other thing about Donna D'Errico is she was with Pam Anderson all those years. So she was, I'm going to talk about it fucking being overshadowed there. I mean, it was Pam Anderson, and then
for
it was like,
sure.
Oh, who's the other one?
There
and
was a brunette kinda, I know that was like real hot.
Yeah, there she is. Kids, we got some sponsors that put this shit wagon on the air. Jabe's. You know, we got the GoFan.com/drinking bros. 50% off everything in the entire store. It's still going on. Take advantage of it. I think they're going to do it all the way through the holiday season, so you and your loved one can experience the magic of what it's like to sleep and lay and make love in a nice, beautiful ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. All you got to do is pop in that promo code drinking bros at checkout. You're going to get 50% off of everything that is sheets, pillows, adjustable bases, mattresses, RV mattresses, anything you could possibly think of that you need for an amazing bedroom set is there. I have all of these things in our house, dude. I love all of them. Gigantic fan of the sheets and the pillows as well. So if you're getting the mattress, get the sheets and the pillows. Best in the biz, in my opinion. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkitbros today. When you check out, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there. And when you check that box, all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. So, yes, that 50% off is good forever. You can stretch it out over 3 years. Perfect time to get a brand new bedroom set at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Next up, we got mybookie.com. Promo code drinking bros doubles that first deposit up to $1,000. They were doing 110% back. It's all over, kids. It's Halloween. People lost a lot over the weekend. We're all done now because we're back on track. If you listen to Drinking Bros podcast as well, had the Lions -6.5 last night. Back on the train, thank God. So all is right in the world. Now I gotta get my shit right for the weekend. Okay, got some college football coming up. Big games this weekend. Huge NFL games this weekend. A lot of trades happening right now as we speak. Montez Sweat just got traded to the Redskins. From the Redskins, I should say, to the Bears. Weird trade, but they're going on right now. So stay tuned with us over on the NFL show on Drinking Bros Sports, and we'll go through some of those picks. But you can bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Plus, a lot of these games come with alt lines and prop bets and all that stuff. On average, they've got about 350 different options per game. Even if you're playing fantasy and shit like that and want to bet on your favorite players, you can do that. Tons of over and unders. Love mybookie.com. Make sure to use that promo code Drinking Bros to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go. We are live in the state of Ohio. We're in about 30 to 40 stores now. Go to the hardafseltzer.com store locator and check out where we are. Right now, we're all over the Columbus area. I know we're in 14&O Liquors there on High Street on campus, North Campus Market down there. We're at that BP station on Summit on 17th up there. We're in Forno. We're in the Pint House in the Short North. We're in Urban Myers Pint House out there in Dublin. We're at Johnny's Tavern. Standard Hall on campus is a fucking blast. D'Anthony and I and Jesse went there the other night. Had a great time down there. Pretty much every store you can think of around campus we are in the Columbus area. We have also just branched out into Westerville out there in Ohio. So check us out there and just request it. If you have a favorite store near you or you're a bar or a restaurant owner, just call up Heidelberg and say, hey, request it for your favorite store. They'll do it. They'll get it in there and say, hey, dude, their Hard AF Seltzer is with Heidelberg. Can you please get it in our store and our bars and restaurants? And they'll do it for you. Those guys are great about it. We're also available in Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and North Carolina. Is opening up more stores soon. We're in the Outer Banks up in North Carolina, and that's trickling down to Wilmington very, very soon down there. Super excited about that. We're in all the college campuses, Auburn, we're in Tiger Liquors down there, Tuscaloosa, we're at Corks and Tops, and the Shell Station on 1405 University Boulevard down there. Tell them we sent you. Tell them the Drinking Bro sent you. And yes, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com if you're not in one of those states or in a state near one of those states. We also just opened up in the Amway Center down there in Orlando, Florida. So if you're checking out a Solar Bears game or a Orlando Magic game this fall, we're inside that stadium as we speak. Support us. Support the show. Go out and buy some Hard AF Seltzer. hardafseltzer.com. From Baywatch.
I think I'm more into her than Pam.
You think?
Donna, Baywatch Donna?
She's cuter for sure.
This is like a Garrick Ruth situation, you know?
Yeah. That's super inside baseball there.
No, I'm just saying I masturbate to both.
Sure. 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 Obviously, Ruth outlived Garrick, so you got to go there, but Right. Yeah, you're trying to, hey, dude, I'm still alive. I'm still with us and everything else. But that's also the other part of L.A. We'll go back to the Matthew Perry thing is like, you know, you're doing this weird shit on Instagram to feel alive or stay. I don't know, dude, you know. But she looks great. Good for her. I'm sorry she had to resort
and I'm
to this.
Really, I'm just sorry that there's so many women haters that are tons reporting her posts.
Jesse, it sounds like you're one of them, okay?
Oh, God, I don't have the time.
It sounds like
I do wanna,
you're.
I want to ask her, like,
one of those guys.
Who?
Yes. I think that's the thing. It's just like, is there a mob, really? And also the term shadow ban at this point. Are we? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it shadow banned or are people not really?
No, not like
your content.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are people unfollowing? Did you have a bunch of bots before? Listen, I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's a funny thing, too. Like, all right, she has 2.3 million followers. She's also like a thought. So she probably, those are probably
what's
mostly
her engagement like, Bob? On
exactly
that shit?
Right. No,
she's mostly real, but
probably all bots.
26,000 likes on 2 million.
I mean,
that's not great.
Yes, it is.
It is? Yeah. I don't know.
It's one out of 10. That's great.
I don't know.
One out of 10 is great.
But anyways, we get to tick all the boxes. We get to, Bob gets to go down a, you know, Instagram rabbit hole.
Sure does. I want to talk about Creed, if you don't mind, coming back. They're back.
Oh, okay.
Tour.
Back on tour. They announced, I told you this was going to happen.
Three
I feel
doors
like
down.
I'm responsible for this.
Switch
We're arms wide open.
Every band you've ever heard of from the 90s.
Well, no, because Daughtry's on this list. And I'm like, dude, yeah. It's the summer of 99 tour, but
wait,
Daughtry's
didn't we
there.
Already, we already went through this.
No, so that's
we
the
did.
Cruise.
Oh.
So what they did was they ended up using the same lineup for this world tour.
Oh, okay.
Bob, can you pull up the list here and see how close they're getting to Austin? We've had a shit ton of listeners hit us up and say, hey, can we go to the show with you guys?
It doesn't seem like an Austin
yes.
type of
concert. Think, I don't think they're coming
no.
to Austin. It feels like San Antonio, right? You know who hit me up on
or
Instagram
Dallas,
today?
Yeah.
Rudy Reyes. And he goes,
no, not
brother,
Dallas.
You spoke this into existence. I want to go with you. And I was like, yeah. Is there a better person that you would love to go to Creed with than Rudy Reyes?
It's more of like a Lubbock vibe.
I think it's San Antonio. Lubbock? I think it's Riverwall.
San Antonio, too.
It's all three. None of them are main venues. Actually, so in San Antonio, they're playing where the Spurs play, but I think that might be the only venue in San Antonio.
So we do go to Dallas. We go to Houston.
Yeah, Houston, they're playing the Dos Equis Pavilion.
Oh, yeah. It's an outdoor one.
And then in Houston, the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
I'm not familiar with Houston like I should be, but
that feels like it's in Sugar Land.
So San Antonio. I'll go to the one in San Antonio for sure. What's the date on it, Bob? Is it next year?
Yes, next year, September 13th. So, but basically a year away.
Yep. Great. And I just want to know. I want to get my travel plans situated and all that stuff, so I know where I'm going to be that night. Hotels are going to sell out probably very quickly. So
is this
what, Jesse? They are.
I know, but if they could get even a little tour together right now, I think it would benefit them a little bit more than a year.
Well, they're signed
now.
On for the cruise, and that's the problem.
Does this also prove that Austin's not a real city? It's not a major player if we can't get Creed here.
Oh yeah, music capital of the world, please. We don't get anybody.
They're going to Alpharetta, dude, Georgia. That's where I'm from. I know that amphitheater. God damn. No, these are legit venues, dude.
I know.
So Austin's not the music capital of the world anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to Walnut Creek in Raleigh. God damn. You know, we've been to Walnut Creek. It's a fucking huge pavilion.
Yes.
Son of a bitch, man. They're back, baby. We did this, I feel like. Good for them. And I think the Rangers won last night. Yeah. If they end up going to win it all and Creed's playing at the fucking finale, we'll go. You know? That's a must, obviously.
I think that's what I'm saying. It's like striking while it's hot.
It's still hot. So here's the thing. It just happened with Blink-182. You still have to book all this shit out in advance. And
Blink-182
it was all
never
sold
went
out
away.
And all that. We thought, I was hoping they didn't. But then they came back and you were like, oh shit, is this going to work? And
I mean,
it worked.
I went to a Blink-182 show like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But they replaced Tom for it, which was mostly fine. But there's one or two Tom songs that they did anyway because they were just big songs. And it was like, no, this isn't
the
working.
Tom song. Like, you can't, no one else can say, where are you? Like him.
Where are you?
Do you know what I mean?
Nobody can say that. Nobody can say that. I agree. But he's back. And from everything that they've posted, he's like, look, We should have never broken up. We're going to stay a band forever, and this is going to be awesome. They just reposted another world tour that they're doing next year, Blink 182. So
I'll always go see Blink.
You know what's weird is, like, I think the new album either just came out or it's being reviewed right now, but the reviews were really fucking good, surprisingly, for the new Blink 182 album.
Okay. Oh, I listened to it the other day. It's great.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Dude, a lot of people were saying that, and they were like, hey, dude, it's like they never fucking left. And I was like,
are they using the same, like, scientifically proven chord progressions to systematically make, you know what I mean?
You should. So should Drake. Drake should go back to that as well, and he doesn't do it.
There's a formula that they follow.
Yep. And so Drake used to, and he hasn't had a fucking good album since. Since he strayed away from that formula.
It was developed by a psychiatrist. I forget who.
Oh, to trick you into
it's just like this.
To doing it.
It's a hits all these certain neurons and whatever just makes you go like, ah, damn it. I love this.
It's great. So many great ones. And then Creed, same way, you know?
Right.
Still listening to them every day. And I can't wait. I don't know much about Three Doors Down. And then the Daughtry one's super strange. Creed could have had their pick on this one, I feel like. And there was better options.
You know more Three Doors Down songs than you care to admit.
Probably. But, I mean, if you're going 99, it's called the Summer of 99. There's just other bands from 99. Like
Three Doors Down was huge. Huge.
Were
I
they?
I don't know if you remember 99, dude. I mean,
I would have gone Limp Bizkit. Like, could you pair up with Limp Bizkit? That would have been a fun show.
Limp Bizkit isn't fucking doing shit, are they?
They are, yeah. He just did a thing the other day. Fred Durst was on the other day. He was dressed up like a grandpa for something that was really funny. You know? Everybody loves grandpa humor, Jesse, and I'm sorry you don't. All right?
And that wasn't recently.
Because wasn't the last Woodstock in 99?
I thought they had one after that.
Oh, shit.
Come on, you know so many Three Doors Down songs, so.
All right.
Fire away.
We didn't do this last time?
No,
okay.
I think we did.
I don't think we did with Three Doors Down because you just go like, no.
I'm here without you, baby.
Oh, yeah, I remember that song, yeah.
Oh.
I'm here without you, baby. I'm we did this last time, for sure.
No, not that song.
But
okay.
Pull up 99, Bob. I think that the last Woodstock was in 99.
It was, yeah.
It was. Okay, so great. Who was on that lineup?
But then it's not necessarily bands from 99. Do you know what I'm saying?
We'll know who was and wasn't, though.
Okay, okay.
You know?
I mean, first off, they're missing, like, Korn.
Korn's a little too hard for Creed.
They are, because Korn fans aren't fans of anything else except Korn.
That's true. That's very, very true.
Let's see here. List of performers. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Metallica.
No, they're not doing it.
Limp Bizkit, Korn.
Yeah. Oh, DMX, RIP.
Yeah. Alanis Morissette.
No.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock's not
Creed played it, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they put on the show of a century.
They also had some older people there, like John Entwistle from The Who was there. Beck.
All right. I'm looking at that list, Bob. Sugar Ray's on there. Sure. If you would have put Sugar Ray with those guys, that would have been a fun show, I think.
The Offspring.
Is Buck Cherry there?
Shit, The Offspring was just in the office the other day.
Yo, crazy bitch.
And we didn't know.
Yeah.
That wasn't 90s, though. That was more...
99.
I thought it was mid-2000s.
By the way, The Offspring was in the office 99? The other day, and we had no idea.
What?
Yeah.
What, who was?
Here?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's in Dickie's new band.
I met him.
He
was super nice. Yeah, I met him, and I was like, oh, shit. And one of our listeners actually pointed it out, and he goes, hey, man, do you know the fucking Offspring? And I go, what? And then I go, that they were here the whole, and he goes, yeah, yeah. And I was like, holy shit. It was super nice and quiet. So I felt very embarrassed. Yeah.
Buck Cherry. Go far, kid.
Buck Cherry's on that cruise.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
God, I would have loved Rusted Root on that ticket.
So there's strippers on this cruise, right?
Yo, yeah. This is the time. This is the time.
This is their entire playlist.
Jamiroquai. Oh, boy.
Is Jamiroquai on there?
No.
Oh.
But that was a 99 band.
Yeah.
They've got, I mean, let's see who else. Fatboy Slim.
That's God Slim.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
All right.
Praise You.
We got Seven
They're
Dust.
They're going to fucking praise
Fat
You.
Fatboy Slim opens. Limp Bizkit was in the middle. And then you had Creed close it out.
Holy
what
shit.
What about Eagle Eye Cherry?
We're missing the biggest.
I had no idea these people played Woodstock 99.
ICP.
Who? ICP. Did they really? Played Woodstock 99.
You had all the juggalos at Woodstock 99. It makes more sense.
Yeah. It makes sense why everything burned down to the ground and they never did it again. Wow. Wow. Oh, the string cheese incident.
Come Vertical on, Horizon.
Come on, man.
Was where? At where? Are we we're looking at what?
This is the lineup from Woodstock 99.
Oh, okay.
I forgot about the string cheese.
James Brown?
Incident. Offspring would have fit with those guys for sure. Yeah, James Brown did it. There's a famous story of they didn't pay him. And so he stood off to the side of the stage and goes, James Brown, don't get on the
Rage,
stage.
Dude.
James Brown gets paid.
Rage
and then
against
the money
the
got
machine.
Wired into his account. And he was with his manager and he goes, James Brown just got paid. And he goes, great. James Brown goes on stage. And then he goes out on stage and just crushes it.
Counting Crows. They could jump.
Oh, shit.
They could jump on
you
there
put
right
Counting
now, dude.
Counting Crows on with Creed. Let's fucking go.
How about
dude?
Fucking Everclear?
Everclear. If Everclear was on Yo. There, I would go on a cruise.
Those three in particular. Yeah, let's fucking do it. Let's do it. And then, and then Fatboy Slim does the after party. Like the nighttime shit where everybody's taking ecstasy?
Yeah, but besides Praise You, what are we doing?
There's a laundry list of hits from those guys. It would shock you.
Everlast?
Hey, Everlast just popped up the other day on SportsCenter. I don't know if you guys saw that segment.
Wait, are they the ones that tweet all the time? Or
he was really funny. He was really affable. And he was super amped that he did jump around. I mean, this will go back to like, hey, dude. Everybody loves this one song. Great. Who cares if they only know me from this one fucking song?
That's Everlast?
Yeah.
No.
Yes. He was the lead singer of House of Pain, dude.
Really?
And so, yeah. So he goes back. He went
back.
I
was like, what the fuck?
Everlast, that was so his solo career was.
What it's like. Oh, yeah. And that was a huge song, dude. But, that was a huge song.
But jump
really
around
getting nostalgic from here on Perry's death, man, because it's all this is all the same
that
time period.
Was a perfect rendition of that Everlast song.
You really got Jesse on that one.
Well, there was no words, but it was an essence.
It
was perfect.
What is it? To sing the blues? What was he actually saying?
To sing the blues.
What I don't know what he was actually saying. But
nobody knows.
Good.
There's no words. It's just a feeling.
But they brought him back because that House of Pain song is the end of the third quarter song for Wisconsin, and all the student section goes jump around. And so they brought him back for SportsCenter to do a full segment on it and kind of the history of it and everything else. And he's super grateful as well. He should be because he owns the publishing rights to it. So. I mean, that song, how many fucking times does that play in the state of Wisconsin a year, for Christ's sakes? He's loaded off of that one song, you know?
Yeah.
And good for him. Good for him. But man,
yes,
Creed.
Counting Crows, you motherfuckers.
Creed with Everclear and Counting Crows. My God, man. Holy Damn. Shit.
Father of mine.
Oh, yeah.
I fucking love Everclear. Not yeah. even as a joke right now. I still do.
It's Halloween tonight. Everybody's taking the kids out and all that other stuff. What was your favorite Halloween memory growing up?
Favorite Halloween memory
yeah,
growing up.
Do? Who were you? Who was your best costume ever? Who you got?
I don't know. Pirate.
Were you a pirate?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was a pirate.
Just a dirty little pirate running around the neighborhood.
Yeah, just like a dude, like a, you know, movie quality dude pirate.
Okay. That's not bad. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's definitely weird.
Yeah.
I was into all the special effects, makeup and all that stuff. The stuff that you're good at that you're going to do tonight for the other kids in the neighborhood.
For the children's?
For children's, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was a really, what I thought at the time was a realistic Freddy. You know, with the latex and all that stuff. Like, we really went for it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I bet it. If we looked at the picture now, I bet it would be like,
nope.
Gosh, yeah. Man. Yeah. So you thought that was, you were killing it, huh?
Children were frightened, and not because of how good it looked. It's because it was probably self-applied. And
peeling off and falling onto, yeah.
I found pieces of that face in my pillows and sheets, like, years later, where it was just like, oh. That was the night I attempted to be Freddy.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then our kids, because you do professional makeup, One of them's amped about it and they're doing the professional makeup and all that other stuff. The other one's just like, I want to be a robber from the 1930s and like a Christmas Story, like, you know, with the striped thing and the hat and the, he'll be warm at least.
An old timey
robber.
Robber.
Isn't that a weird costume for a 5-year-old to pick?
It is. I don't know. I think on Kick Buttowski, there's somebody that like, is there not? That, where he like has the bag over and it's like an old school. Because I'm just wondering where he's seen it. but yeah.
It's not often a 5-year-old wants to be an old timey robber from the 1930s. Look, he's, you know?
Yeah. I bet better for me. I just, I'm doing makeup for like two other people. So.
But when you go to Spirit Halloween and you have your pick of like anything there is, and I go, gosh, you could be, you know, even he looked cool in this little Scream, the little ghost thing, you know, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. And he goes, you know, Dad, it's just not the robber costume that I'm thinking
Ninja
of.
Ninja Turtle, like, yep. They've got like the full shell, totally. Everything.
Movie's back. It was in theaters. They've got all the fun stuff for it. No, just want to be an old-timey robber from the 1930s again.
Yeah, but like, you know, like I was a hobo too one year.
You were?
Yeah, and it's like, my, I'm sure my parents were like, what?
Hobo okay. was a classic costume.
Right?
You wanted to be a hobo?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now this is starting to make sense. All right.
Hobo, pirate.
Yeah.
You know, softball player, Home Depot. We don't know what's going on. Never wanted to be a princess ever.
You walk up to people's houses and you're like, oh, look at that. The dirty. Are you a little dirty hobo? That's fun for a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, you know?
And I used to like to go real realistic and just have a little flask and like the whole.
Yeah, were you actually drinking too?
No. Just
7, that would have been great. Yeah. That would have been great.
Yeah.
But you always go to that one house in the neighborhood where there's a haunted house inside, and then they ask if you go in. I love those people who still go all out for it.
I know.
But it scares the shit out of people now, and I wonder if people aren't doing it as much.
Yeah, so it's more like, even at school, it's like no gory costumes, nothing scary.
Is that what they said
people
on that memo?
And like, people are real weird if someone has like a really gory decorations out front either, so you know, it's just what's happening to everything, to be honest with you. But
because when I was a kid, there was this one fucking old house in Georgia, and they would have like live chainsaws and shit like that, and we had to sign release forms, and then the clothes you wore, they told you whatever clothes you're wearing are going to be ruined, like in some form of pig blood or something like that. And it was the best. God damn, it was scary as shit
for sure. Yeah, I think we just protect little kids.
I know, but I liked it. Yeah. You know, yeah, I was like, holy shit, I should never go into this house ever. And it was this one house, like, I think we all had it growing up, where it's not in a neighborhood. It's, you see it passing down the road, and you're like, who owns all that land and that Boo Radley type house? What the fuck are they actually going to do with that? And then once a year, they have a scary Halloween house, and you're, and it's the family itself who actually lives there and puts it on. You're like, holy shit, yeah. Mm. Instead of murdering the entire neighborhood, you just decided to do this every year and kind of push it right to the edge.
Sure.
And then pull back and say, surprise, we decided not to murder all you
guys.
It's
me.
Yeah. And that was almost better for, I think, everyone in the town at that point.
Yeah.
But I do miss it because we used to have fucked up shit like that in Georgia.
Yeah.
Texas does some cool shit, though. I know we rip on Texas all the time, but it was a little too chilly to go this year. But remember that one place where you could just fucking rocket fire apples at cows and shit?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like pumpkin festivals and shit. Yeah. Well, so that. it was either too hot or too cold, and those two things happened within a day.
I know. So it was wild. Yeah. Yeah.
So no, we didn't go.
So, Bob, did you ever take your kids to that pumpkin patch out there? It was about 40 minutes from here.
What? Which one? At the park?
It's
and
like
trip?
A berry. It's like Berry Farm. It's like a Sweet Berry Farm or like something like
that. I haven't taken them to that one. Yeah. I've taken them to the Dripping Springs Fall Festival.
Yeah,
I've been to that cool. Berry Farm.
Huh?
I've been there.
Oh, you have? Where you can launch the full apples at cows and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where you're like, man, if I could hit this cow and it gets hit with his apple, that's probably going to hurt the cow.
I went solely to smoke cows, yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Some other people did too. I watched a fucking dude, you know, I don't know, 22, It was just, he had pails of apples and he was just launching them at these fucking cows that were off in the distance. And I was like, man, this doesn't feel right. But it's also so Texas that it was maybe this does feel right.
Yeah, sweetie eats.
Something like that. Yeah.
But I like that. Yeah. And then they took you off in some rickety old trailer to go around the pumpkin patch.
A hayride,
yeah. And but
it's always too long.
It was for you.
Well, it's just kind of like, oof, like what are we doing?
There was huge. I don't know if we told this story, but there was huge like gaps in it too, like grates and things like that. Jessie lost her phone out in the middle of this. Paddy field full of cow shit out there, and we had to find it, and that was fun.
Yeah.
But you can't get her to go on that. You know, the motion sickness out there was a little too much, and it was, to your credit, like it was pretty long
and boring.
Yeah.
Look, if I'm gonna get motion sickness, it's gonna be for something fucking fun. Can we do a couple little crime corners, or do you have?
Fuck yeah, let's rage.
I do want to do that video.
Yeah.
What, the body cam?
Crime corner.
No, I want to do the liquor store one.
Oh, I have to find that. Okay.
Okay, because that one's quick.
That was Dan's.
Delco's? Okay.
Just, you know, like,
it's not a liquor store. It's a just a regular, you know,
just convenience store, right?
No, it's like somebody shoplifting at like a fucking Nordstrom or something.
Oh, is that on Donut? No,
shoplifting at a Nordstrom.
Is this on Donut Operator's feed? Yeah. So Donut's a friend of ours.
Or maybe it is a convenience store.
Donut's a friend of ours. Follow Donut Operator.
Right. So yeah. I just think the video.
I just saw the video.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see it.
Let's just let's just watch it.
Okay, I think great. No context and then audio. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Sorry, you got to watch YouTube.
We'll explain it afterwards to the audio listeners. Go ahead. I haven't seen this.
All right, here we go.
So shoplifter getting stopped by a security guard with a shopping cart. All right. Blocking his way.
Yeah, no, I like
out.
It.
You ain't getting out.
I like this. I like this whole thing.
Oh, wait. Who is this man?
Oh! Holy
That was
shit.
Just a bottle of...
That was a Coca-Cola bottle.
Coca-Cola bottle. One of those plastic, just like...
No way. A 2 liter. Just a fucking
perfect
2 liter.
Shot, dude.
Holy... And it's two-handed.
Yeah,
oh
like
my
an
god,
pass.
Dude!
Tomahawk throw.
The way that he just like slumps, where you go like, "Hey,
it's a knockout.
He could be dead."
No, I mean, it's a clean knockout.
Yeah, where he just like gunk.
I hit him in the temple. He's knocked out. What a great, perfect throw!
I'll
Look
take
at this
him
guy.
For, oh,
and he looks like Ken Bone. If you guys remember,
and it's
Ken
such
Bone
a good like axe throwing. Like if you were,
oh yeah,
wow.
I mean, look at this. I'll go
dude.
Slow motion here. Steps
wow.
in. He's already ready. He's already got it. Two hands.
Yep.
This is essentially.
And he's not even freaking out. He's calm as a gunk.
All right. I want to point something out here on the guy's throw.
Sure.
Now you're saying axe throw, whatever. What I'm seeing is a throw in soccer. Look
yep.
at his back
oh,
leg.
Oh, you're
pick
right,
up.
Dude.
He's a soccer player. You're
he
right.
doesn't pick it up.
Yep. You're right. Oh, he doesn't pick it up. You're right. That's a legal throw in. That's a legal throw in.
Bang. Gone.
See you
I
later.
Like it. I like it.
Where was this?
Lord knows.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
I don't see where.
Don't worry about it.
Or here, he got it from another account. Let me see what this guy says. He doesn't have it either.
That's great. Sign him up, dude.
Anywhere
a soccer
USA, really.
That is a
I mean,
soccer throwing. Love to see it, dude. Fight back. You know? It's like Crime Corner or Nature Nook on the show. Fight back.
Right?
People steal from your store. The store's not going to be open, dude. Like, that's the fucking rules, man. They're going to lose money and shit.
Good guy with the soda bottle.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Right?
What a great throw.
And a fucking great throw. I mean, how good did that feel, too?
You get one shot, right?
Of just, like, hero.
You get one shot.
Yeah, one shot. Hero status.
Amazing.
Because then you hit him somewhere else. Now he's pissed at you. Now he's coming after you.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Sure.
All right, so this next story, I think we'll do the teachers. Yeah?
Yeah.
So last week, I think we did our fun debate of the hot teacher, you know,
oh,
getting whatever in Missouri,
big
wasn't
fan
it?
Of hers. Yep. Big fan of her.
So Missouri. Now we have possible because, you know, conspiracy or some kind of ring happening at this high school. OnlyFans teacher scandal part two. Second high school teacher from the same Missouri high school busted with OnlyFans accounts. So these two women, right?
Yep.
Were busted within
the
I
same,
think
wait,
not
the same
that,
school as the other chick?
The same school.
Same
no
school.
Fucking way.
So now we've got a little bit of a fun conspiracy on our hands.
Oh boy. Who's hiring these hot women to be teachers?
Well, are they? I mean, do they have other things in mind when they're hiring them, you know?
Yeah, who's doing this? Oh boy.
Megan, 31.
Yep.
English teacher and varsity cheerleading coach.
Come on, man. Come on.
At the St. Clair High School. She was put on leave Friday after her X-rated moonlighting job was revealed. So this isn't her exactly sending two kids, right?
Uh-huh.
But OnlyFans is very accessible.
Anyone can find it.
Anyone can find Although, it. And if anyone's going to try and find it, it's a high school
student.
Kid.
Yeah, but it's your own students.
Let's be fair. High school teachers should be able to have OnlyFans. They don't make enough money.
Now, that's also a fair point.
I guess.
That's also a fair point.
Pay our teachers. Pay our teachers through OnlyFans, obviously, because we want to see them nude.
And then this other...
So this was the other chick who... She has an OnlyFans as well. This is not the one who...
No way,
who hit
dude.
Up the kid.
No. These are different.
Yeah.
God damn.
Just a high school full of hot...
What is going on at this high school?
This is what happens. I'm telling you, underpaid teachers. This is what they
I
have to
I never had
to.
Teachers that look like this. Never.
Not even close.
No. Not one. I don't even think our kid... Our kids don't even have teachers that look like this. We don't have anybody.
No
one that looks like this. You don't do this, especially to high school kids.
Well, they like to hire younger teachers now because they're cheaper.
Well, obviously, because you're just getting
like
out of school.
Straight out of school.
And my God, man. If this had happened to me in high school, yeah, I would have been in trouble too. You know, this is fucked up. I think you need to trace this back to who's actually doing the hiring here.
Yeah, right. It's just some guy, just some fucking like guy.
Who's the principal?
Well, the Brianna Copage girl is now a millionaire.
Yeah.
Really?
So
which
sure
one is she? The blonde.
And so she
How much
told
the big
her
tits getting?
Dark-haired friend, hey, girl, you want to make some money.
I guarantee they talked to you meet over one day and you're like, I'll tell you how I got this Tesla.
God.
Yeah, there's people that you
is that
wouldn't
her
even,
right there?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she's not teaching anymore, so YOLO, right? Just fucking.
Oh, she's out. She got fired.
Yeah,
because
they got.
Okay.
There's normies everywhere that you wouldn't even know that make decent
Yo,
money on
Yo, now they're homies? Look at that.
They
just
together.
Two teachers doing our thing.
She posted this 2 days ago.
No
so
way. Love and support, it says. They don't have many followers.
She Not. Does, because she's been out for a while, 44,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's verified. That's not easy.
You can buy it
now. You can pay for it.
I've seen people with like 500 followers with verification now.
Really?
You can
buy it.
Yes, it's actually.
Who are you buying it from? Or
Zuckerberg.
From Instagram?
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
Zuck. They give you a thing. You just have to.
Zuck sells it.
Doesn't your name have to be the same as your ID, though? As your handle?
It's not even that much. It's like, I think you have to just pay $14.
Yeah, it's like $14 and you just like show them your ID so that they can verify you're a real person.
Boom.
Wow, dude.
But then, yeah, that's you'll get people insane. With check marks that like have 150 followers, and you're like, oh.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What I got too, yeah.
You're like, all right, well, I guess this isn't a thing anymore.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a crime corner.
If
it's a good faha.
No,
corner.
It is, because we're trying to. This is going to be a long crime here. I think we got to figure out who is hiring these people.
Right.
I mean,
so
it's public information. Hold on.
So
it's got to be the principal. I mean, who's in the room making the decision? You know what I'm saying?
It's the St. Clair High School, right?
The
Missouri.
District?
So the
no,
district.
It is, but let's face it. There's got to be one dude on the board who's just like, "Yep, put her in there. We're all good." What are we getting out of this?
Here we go. Who's picking?
Michael
Cornwall.
That guy looks gay. That could
Does
be the
he?
Second one. Well, I'll pop him up on
he
screen.
He actually looks the opposite of gay.
You think so? Let's
yeah.
See. It's got jerked off.
Dox that man.
Yeah.
No, we're not doxing him. This isn't doxing. We're just trying to figure out a
you could
it's, a weird all, situation.
This is all publicly available.
Yeah, this is all
we're
public
just throwing out wild accusations.
Yeah, 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 so. We are. This is there's we have no knowledge of
look
this.
At that Derek
we're strictly
Ward,
speculating here.
It's all Derek Ward, really.
For the lawyers, go to the bald guy.
No, go. Yeah, Brian Robbins.
Yeah. The AD, I don't think it's the AD.
No, keep going. Go to the bald guy.
I'm on him. Oh, you want me to?
No. Down. Guy. The real bald guy. Four bald down. Guy. Four down. Bald
oh, this guy.
Actual bald.
So bald means no hair. There you go. There he is. That's the guy. That's.
Are you putting these on screen?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
This is all public info. We're not speaking out of school here, literally. Who's got the nurse hat on? Do you take a nurse photo hat?
I guess.
She is a nurse.
Yeah, literally.
But I don't, it's an old-timey sitch. I don't remember a nurse ever wearing the white little hat like that after World War II.
Just throwing it back.
All right, so go to Clarissa right there. Clarissa Galantine.
Well, she's right below.
Just pop her up on screen real quick, please.
This is what a teacher looks like?
Yes. This is what every teacher I've ever had looks like. Jesse, right there. Okay?
That's poor.
Really?
Woman.
Yep. I never had a... I always dreamed of having like someone who looked like you as my teacher, and it never happened. And then later on in life, I got to actually do it, and it's fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You gotta marry what you wanted back in the day. And that's what I got, was that woman right there as my teacher. I never had a shot at somebody like you. If you were my fucking teacher, holy shit. I think I could have talked you into it back in the day.
No.
Yeah. If you were 23.
No.
If you were 23 and I was 17,
how tall,
18.
How tall were you?
At that point, I was 6 feet. I was good looking.
Just kidding. Dude.
I was good looking already, kidding. Too. And it was
I don't know
like,
what we're talking about here,
I think
but.
I could have made it happen.
With her? Yeah,
no,
for sure.
You, dude.
Oh,
you.
Oh. I was not like, yeah, you could have talked.
Her? No, dude.
You
could have
talked
shit.
Her into it.
That no fuss haircut. But that's what a teacher should be, by the way.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be sitting there all
can't be
all
fucking
bricked
distracted,
up.
Although.
All bricked up during
wouldn't
class.
It make you like want to do better?
Show up to class.
Show up,
oh,
want to do better.
Be
you don't want her to be mad at you.
The
you want her to
be
like,
early. I'd be getting tutoring.
Yes.
I'd be getting detentions.
So maybe
how
it's
much
not
time could I spend?
A horrible idea.
The best ability is availability.
We're going to end with that line.
We should have just went to black right after
that.
We
should just cut right after that. It was the perfect ending.
Well, this is Halloween.
Yeah.
This is Halloween.
Oh, boy. It's great.
We're all so excited. Bob, you got family? You got a family Halloween costume?
What are you going as tonight?
So Rory is a Dalmatian.
Okay.
Cute.
Finn's a firefighter.
Cute.
I just got like a flaming Guy Fieri type shirt.
Mm.
And I'm the fire, baby. I'm the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to be Fieri.
Did you get the hat? You should have got the hat with the fake hair.
I was gonna
no,
go
no,
pick
he's
up
fire.
Some, I was gonna go pick up some like red and orange and yellow ribbon at the grocery store on the way home.
Sure.
And just wave it at my chase my kids around. I'm the fire. They have to put me out.
Oh,
I've got a fire
nice.
Suit behind this set. I could actually light you
nice.
On fire if you want.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're gonna have to roll yourself out, obviously, but
yeah, yeah. So he's giving out needles, razor blade. He'll be actually on fire.
On fire. It'll be a really fun house
it'll
to go
be
to.
Really, he'll be like the.
Hey, remember that guy in the neighborhood who was actually on fire and then gave out needles and razor blades?
Yeah, he fucking
clean,
moved. He fucking moved, dude. He moved.
They were clean needles and razor blades. He was a blast, wasn't he?
Wasn't he so fun?
So much fun.
Too cool for this neighborhood.
Delka, what do you do tonight? You're single. Are you out? Are you going out? Do you have a thing? Do you have a Halloween party?
It's chest day.
Oh, shit. Sorry, man. I didn't know. I didn't know you were going for a PR on Halloween today.
During the week, though, that's not like go out Halloween thing, is it?
Tuesday? Yeah. Well, I mean,
you do it the weekend before.
Do you have a girlfriend? I saw you in a picture with some girl the other day. You dating somebody?
No, he was in a picture with a girl.
Okay.
He can't be in a picture with a fucking girl?
Nah, he sure can. He can be super quiet about it and cagey. That's all fine. I just wondered if you guys had a Halloween party that you were going to together or something like that.
They don't do Halloween parties.
It was Saturday.
During the
in
week.
In Austin?
On the weekend, dude.
Yeah, not Tuesday.
Like, okay. This is the kids' fucking
all right.
night.
I didn't know.
Family night.
I didn't know. You know?
The weekend is when you're actually going to parties, you're slutting it up.
Also, aren't you taking your kids to go trick-or-treating? You're done by 8, right? It's not even a long night.
No, it's not a long night.
No.
Yeah. And tonight, when it's cold, shit. By 7:30.
Yeah, I'll be done by 7 for sure.
Yeah, with little kids for sure. But I didn't know if you guys went out to a bar on like 6th Street or something like that and slutted up, did some shots. I guess that's what Jesse and I are hoping that you're doing, you know?
Not on the weekends.
Having a blast.
Not 6th Street, but no. Yeah.
Well, whatever,
not on Tuesday.
Dude. Whatever. West 6th. Who cares? Who cares? Either way, hope you're having fun tonight. Enjoy your kids, your family, your friends. And then look, the ladies are going to have to slut it up inside the house here tonight. So it could be extra fun for you because you don't have to go out. And it's just like, hey, hon, I don't get to go out with my friends and slut it up because it's too fucking cold on Halloween. I can slut it up in the house for you. So enjoy it. Have fun tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. From Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I'm not afraid of the dark.